COVID-19 is hurting walnut exports. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Jonathan Field is the manager of the Walnut Bargaining Association, always working to garner a better price for growers. He talks about that upset from COVID-19.
But then the COVID-19 hit a lot of those international trade containers that normally are full of things going in both directions, basically stopped coming here with product from China. So when they don't get here, they don't take product back or to Europe or wherever. So basically, the market has been pretty slow. We kind of hope that growers will probably, we're hoping they'll be in the 95 cent.
That's per pound.
As far as returns, but it could be less than that. I personally think that the carry forwards will be probably closer to 100,000 tons than to 60,000 tons.
And Field said it's too early to tell what the crop yields will be this year, but we're getting close to knowing.
But the potential is certainly for large crops. We have more than enough acreage to produce a lot of walnuts. There's a lot of new acres in the ground. One of the positives is as you drive up and down the valley, we see a lot more trees, you know, older orchards being pulled out. So that's a good sign that some of these marginal orchards are being removed. That'll help in the long run.
Exports aren't great in almonds either. The Almond Board of California position report released recently shows the first dip in almond shipments in over 6 months. May shipments were 153.9 million pounds versus 178.7 in May 2019. Thanks for listening. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.